Welcome everybody. Today we are going to discuss hospitality and the environmental concern. Tourism and environment, they go hand in hand. There's a lot of contribution of tourism to climate change, consumption of natural resources through tourists, consumption goods, use of energy, transportation, lodging, attractions. United Nations World Tourism Organization, WTO, as well as other industry organizations and leaders are calling for all sectors of the tourism industry to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, which increase global warming. Currently, environment issues in the hospitality business are what? Environmental sustainability, waste management, energy use and efficiency, resource use and efficiency, recycling and reuse, water resource management. Environment sustainability is the result of using resources so that they satisfy the needs and wants of society, but are not damaged or depleted and are available to future generations. Sustainability, social sustainability, meeting the needs of our current generation without depleting or degrading the resources available for future generations. You have to be careful, no? Economic sustainability. When an organization has adopted ways to use the resources more efficiently, it reduces costs and it reduces impact on environment. Renewable energy sources, reducing waste, increasing recycling, reuse of products, using water more efficiently, it reduces cost and it reduces has an impact on the environment. Environmental sustainability. It's a combination of resource management by society and the ability of the ecosystem to sustain itself and maintain its normal processes, biodiversity and productivity. Waste management. Waste management plan should incorporate all elements. Waste control includes collection, transportation, processing, recycling or disposal of materials. Each sector of the hospitality industry can improve their waste management techniques by using and disposing of food responsibly. Food and beverage sector especially generates a lot of waste. Responsible disposal of e-waste. Programs for recycling and reusing. Wastewater management. Wet waste, dry waste, compost management. Energy use and efficiency. Reduction in the use of energy is another way of hospitality industry can practice sustainability. Why? Because energy is the most highly consumed in the hotel. One of the major costs. So moving your traditional light bulbs to energy efficient light bulbs like LEDs, turning off lights and computers at the end of the day when or making sure everything is switched off when not in use, turning off appliances when not in use, switching to environmentally sustainable energy sources such as solar or wind generated power. Then resource use and efficiency. Now, use of resources such as plastic, paper and wood should be minimized. And the hospitality are following four steps. Reduce, reuse, recycle and treat waste. They are the four steps. You can reduce the consumption of these items. You can reuse containers, boxes, bottles, turn the page upside down, reuse the second side of the page. Recycle the paper, collect paper, plastic, glass, recycle them, get them processed. And treat your waste. Water management resource. Water is a precious commodity. I predict after all the oil wars which we've seen, the next big thing which people will fight over in the world is going to be water. Scarce resource. And hospitality sector uses 16% of business use of water is used by hospitality. 52 million liters of water per day. Need to employ water saving techniques. You'll have low flow showers or taps. Well, the showers would shut off as soon as, sensory showers, dual flush toilet system. Green hospitality. Green hospitality refers to practices considered environmentally responsible because they reduce ecological footprint or demand on natural resources and ecosystem. Reducing our ecological footprint involves reduction of energy use, natural resource used to produce, use, maintain, or dispose of a product. In the hospitality industry, it includes consumptive practices such as laundry, heating, cooling, lighting, paper, shampoo bottles, televisions, banana, plastic bottle water. Disposable products such as plastic water bottles have a larger footprint than refillable bottles. As pollution mounts, global warming increases. As natural resources will get depleted, the need to go green is more important than ever. So we drill for oil, we mine for coal, we cut trees for logs, we fish, we use water. These are all natural resources. And they're going day by day and day by day. So that results in global warming, changing of the environment. Every lodging environment can take steps to reduce its carbon footprint and increase its green quotient. New properties can build green by using energy efficient designs. Older properties can incorporate green energy efficient designs, green practices on a daily basis, and when they do renovations. Great thing about going green is that it can be begin with simple steps and build as you learn more and more and more. Your business practices will realign itself, rethink itself towards it. Business that implement green practices increases their bottom line, no question. Going green has a lot of benefits. Business that implement green initiatives, they increase the bottom line. It's as simple as this. So if you're going to use solar energy, it's going to be cheaper than using your normal electricity. If you're going to recycle, it's going to be easier. And you also reduce your carbon footprint by doing this. So you're increasing your social, environment, and economic success for people, planet, and profit. If you buy organic produce products, it helps communities, reduces toxins, helps local economies, and helps the environment. Energy efficient products save money. Bottled water and sewer costs can be cut by 25% to 30%. Just by using water-efficient fixtures. So a lot of things you can do. According to the Union of Concerned Scientists, the most significant actions for reducing environmental impact comes in large categories such as conserving fuel and energy, reducing overall consumption rather than small actions such as using paper rather than plastic bags, paper bags rather than plastic bags, being energy efficient, water conservation and consumption and waste. You have to take action on all these aspects. So now, LEED is a Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design certification, which recognizes globally green buildings, green businesses, green hotels, authenticity, and they give ratings according to that. So it's recognized properties built from the ground up with sustainable practices. LEED offers four levels of certification. One is certified LEED, then is silver, gold, and platinum. And they offer points depending on their system. So 40 to 49 points is certified, 50 to 59 is silver, 60 to 79 is gold, and then 80 plus is platinum. And platinum is the highest level which they offer. It not only measures the environmental, social, and economic sustainability of the business itself, but also the supply chain partners. Goes into that aspect. It has 44 core criteria and 380 plus compliance indicators. Most thorough economic certification for hotels worldwide. Green uses third-party auditors to conduct a fair analysis of the hotel property. It also offers training and helps you become environmentally friendly. TripAdvisor Green Leaders. Green Leaders are created to recognize green hotels and B&Bs, breakfast, bed and breakfast, with environmentally friendly practices like reuse programs, energy use tracking, recycling, energy efficiency light fixtures, wastewater treatments, electric charging stations, and more. There are four badge levels: bronze, gold, bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. BREEA, Green Rating for Integrated Habitat Assessment. It's an Indian Green Building Council rating firm. It's similar to LEED, focus more closely on local conditions, so it keeps those in mind. Its awards rating in 1 to 5 star, 5 star being equivalent to LEED Platinum. So, Eco Hotels in India, ITC Gardenia, Bangalore, was awarded the US Green, the LEED Platinum rating, making it the first hotel in India to achieve this. ITC Grand Chola is the largest LEED Platinum certified hotel in the world. Ashoka Hotel Delhi is Green Gold certified, the first government hotel. Other hotels include Bansara Hill Resort, Kerala, Orange County, Kebini, the Orchid Mumbai, Asia's first certified eco-friendly five-star hotel. So this keeps going on and on. There are many more. We're giving a few examples. It's a practice of controlling procedures. Hotel energy management, practice of controlling procedures. Operational equipment contribute to energy use. Energy is widely used. Energy is what? Gas, electricity, water, other natural resources. Hotels are complicated operations, extensive usage is there, extensive facilities are there. So there are many different types of energy resources. Modern practices to control usage of energy include contribution by the guests themselves, which have been popularized by information cards, requesting that to save water, please let the housekeeping know if you need to change your bed sheets. If you don't need to change your bed sheets, reuse of towel. We request you to do that. So, guests themselves get involved. Recently, consultants and entire organizations are advising hotels about their operating efficiency in terms of energy must be. Some of them participate by providing products to implement and advice to share with the cost saving. Other practices include using infrared motion sensors, door contacts to control the heating air conditioning system. The HVAC systems are expensive, so guests should not leave the air conditioning on when they're not there in the room. Just leave on and leave the room, leave open balcony doors or windows. So there are many systems which have been developed and many softwares where energy efficiency can be calculated and controlled through. In today's economic climate, hotels, resort, conferences need new ways to reduce energy. HVAC lighting costs are very high in hotels. Two of the largest uncontrolled operating expenses in a hotel. Making electricity use an excellent target for cost reduction. See, typically a hotel room is vacant 70% of the time. It's occupied 30% of the daytime. It's occupied mainly in the night, in the morning, and in the evening. Afternoon times is normally vacant. But guests probably leaves the air conditioning on, tries to do various ways. So you have to use energy ways, innovative ways of controlling that energy loss. So you got to do that. The challenge is to decrease energy usage without negatively impacting the guest comfort. There are new technologies which exist. Motion sensors is there, which come to know that guest is coming, so the energy starts on its own. Then you have the key card system. We have light sensors. We have passive infrared, internal passive infrared systems, thermostats, real-time clocks, remote sensors. So, powerful internal processors to aggregate all this data to understand if the room is occupied and controlled room temperature has predetermined levels. Conserving energy reduces greenhouse gases, pollutants, and use of natural resources and saves money. Basically, your normal bulbs convert only 5% of the energy into light and use 1,000 hours and last only 1,000 hours. CFL converts 30% of energy into light. It lasts 10,000 hours. LED converts up to 70% of energy used lights and lasts more than 50,000 hours. So what is more efficient? LED, plus it saves money. Your HVAC system can save at least 20 to 50% of the energy cost. That actually is the biggest cost. Occupancy sensors control heating and cooling of rooms, lighting also. That itself, if you install an intelligent system, you can reduce cost by 50%. Efficient materials use less energy in production and increase the energy efficiency. In appliances, Energy Star appliances can allow hotels to reduce costs by 10 to 30%. For example, the star-rated commercial washing machines, the dishwashers, can save around 52,000 gallons. Star-rated in commercial ice makers can save around 2,700 gallons of use of water. So much of water can be saved. Environment can be saved, plus money, because consumption of water also costs money. Then fuel control. Advanced and powerful total solutions for fuel control and site operations based on real-time controllers for elements and environment monitoring and management system. Dedicated for remote sites, pressure converter sensors, fuel lid magnets gives 8 digital inputs, 6 digital outputs and 4 analog outputs. System analyzes the relevant data and sends it through GSM, CDMA communications to a central control station and mobile app. Management of the indoor environment. The indoor environment is a very important part also. The quality of air within the hotel structure, lightning levels, noise levels and water usage. These are segments of utmost importance. They relate to comfort, well-being and health of the occupant, employees, guests and other groups of people, such as outside contractors who may be exposed to the environment of the building. It's very important. Water is one of the basic requirements for all life on earth. Fresh water is one of the most fragile in the world resources. Water is very important. Like I said, the next world war is going to be on water. And it's an essential for food production and health of all living beings. All hotels require considerable volume of water. It becomes increasingly scarce, which is becoming increasingly scarce and expensive day by day. Management of water consumption and its quality is important on various counts. Wastage of water depletes a scarce resource and costs a hotel money. Hot water waste not only depletes water, but also you lose energy. Poor quality water supplies can only prove to be health hazard for both guests and for employees. It can also, spoil, clog your pipes, so increase maintenance costs of plant, equipment, everything, reduce life. Waste in the form of contaminated water increases the load on efficient plants, effluent plants, and even endangers the water supply to you, to others and to you. Lodging properties with an average of 218 gallons of water each day for each guest. So, what do? Plumbing fixtures. Low-flow showerheads, dishwasher sprays heads can replace with regular nozzles. Dual-flush toilets. 1.6 gallons of water for solid waste and 0.8 gallons for liquid, which are traditional toilets, uses 5 gallons for each flush. This cuts water usage by 35 to 45%. Landscaping. We spend a lot of water in landscaping. So native landscaping and scaping can reduce water used for watering of by thousands of gallons per year. Traditionally, landscaping also attracts butterflies. Environmental friendly laundry system reduces chemical costs and water and sewage bills and cuts hot water use. Reduction in chemical doubles the lifespan of rooms. Reduction in laundry costs can also occur when guest room linens are reused, not changed daily. Laundry water can be reused as grey water in some states. Establish in a water management plan. The first step is to take creating a water management plan. Start measuring water consumption. Set some tangible targets. If you don't know your consumption, what are you saving? You need to know your consumption. So you need to start measuring it. Another key part of the understanding, measuring and target setting is knowing your water costs. How much is it? How much am I paying for the water? Work out what your potential cost savings may be and the payback period for any capital investment. Water security is a key issue for hotels. Water risk is not only about availability, but there are host of other concerns such as infrastructure, governance, competing needs and water quality. Variety of tools are available online for companies or hotels. We wish to take deeper dive into assessing these risks. Most of these require water source, annual consumption, discharge rates, and the location of the property. From this, they can use variety of data sets and assess water risk. Lightning in hotels is normally provided by a mixture of artificial lights and daylight. Different forms of artificial lights have different specific spectral distribution of colors. The color of lightning can be important in food preparation. I mean, when you use fancy lights, the colors get mixed and matches. I mean, your food looks different than what it actually is. So you have to be careful in what your light distribution is, how much light are you putting in. Significant to test the types of fluorescent lights with flushings, crockery and food items to check any undesirable color distortion. Other important factors are the direction of the light emitter. It's focusing such as spotlight or diffusing. The particular significance in lounge areas, there are a variety of activities takes place, includes relaxation, reading, interaction. Moreover, excessive artificial lightning is not good. Absence of effective localized control over lightning levels can lead to superficial energy consumption. Noise is another factor. Noise pollution is another factor. Can be defined by the kind of sound that annoys people, causes disruptions, bothering, annoying, can be behind a certain decimal level. The extent of loss varies from noise within the workspace, resulting from equipment and related activities in the leisure context, background music, dance, traffic, other associated spheres apart from people's health. Imperative a hotel establishment take to noise management programs. Quieten the environment is a desirable caution. Human beings like quiet, generally feel comfortable, relaxed when it is quiet. Noise control can also improve employees' general well-being and productivity. Waste management. Waste management is a very important aspect of the hospitality industry. Hospitality industry generates a lot of waste. Prevention of waste is a must for sound design and planning. Most important aspect of waste is to have data where you're wasting. What are you wasting? Many hotels have benefited from implementing green in team to ensure staff improvement. So they make a team where staff are educated and they go around educating staff about waste management. And they are the ones who are monitoring the success of the initiatives which the hotels have taken. So they ensure that the area of the hotels which are used for collection of water are kept as clean as possible. The bins are clearly marked and segregated. So in segregation of waste also, the following guidelines are used. Color coding is used. Green is for paper or cardboard. Blue is for plastics. Brown is for food waste for composting. Sorry. Black is general mixed waste. So you can send letters to suppliers to minimize the amount of packaging which they deliver on goods supplied to the hotel. That's one. You can insist on it also. Or you can buy bulk containers for guest room supplies. So instead of putting a bottle of shampoo or shower gel, you can have a nice big soap dispenser for shower gel. Like you have for soap dispenser to wash your hands. They can be refilled. So you're saving that plastic is not being used. Then you can buy juices in bulk. which can be put in the juice jars and for buffet breakfast. Use candles which use oil rather than single-use candles. Many things. Unused toiletries can be used in different in areas. Masqueraded food items can be taken to kitchens and sent out to greyhound trainers. Envelopes are stored so they can be used reused for internal staff documents. And then you print on both sides of the paper. Don't throw away one side. Use of ergonomics in the indoor environment management. Ergonomics is the science of fitting jobs to the people who work in them. Ergonomics hazards refer to the workplace conditions that people, the risk of injury, musculoskeleton system of the worker. A workstation outfitted with the proper furniture and equipment can lead to more comfortable and safer work environment. Workstations which include video display terminals, VDTs, should be ergonomically designed for both computer and non-computer work. Employees spend 6 to 8 hours sitting on a chair. Height of the chair, the comfort of the chair, the surface of the chair, very important, critical. With this, I'm coming to the end of this presentation. Environment is something which we all have to take care of. Our environment depletes, we have a problem. So, as a hotel, as a hospitality organization, in using and reusing things, items is a must. Control on wastage, minimal wastage, using energy efficient things is not only profitable for the hotel, but it's also profitable for the environment. And by saying this, I'd like to end this presentation here. Thank you.